There we go. Now we got some background music.
Do we have to have background music?
No.
No, it's fine.
All we need is each other.
Same.
In this life. So we've been gone for a minute. Now we're back on the jump off.
The jump off.
Per usual. Oh, wait. Ladies first.
No, go for it. Okay. Go.
You better take a good hit. I know you got your thing at noon today, but that's a while here. Oh, okay, fine.
Go for it.
I'll let it. No, I'm good. It's a baby hit. So, I've been traveling a lot for work.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't had that episode in a minute.
On your workcation?
If you want to call it that. I went to all places. Jackson, Tennessee, which is in the west part of Tennessee. Not much to it,
mm-hmm.
but that's just how it goes. But we were, before we clicked on, we were talking about Ariana's new CD. I saw a post this morning on Billboard. She has the number one, number two, and number three spot on the Billboard Hot 100.
Go ahead, girl.
Which is, she is the first person since the Beatles in like 1954.
To do that?
She claimed a queen's title because Mariah had two number ones. When she released We Belong Together and mm-hmm. Shake It Off, mm-hmm. We Belong was number one, Shake It Off was number two.
Mm.
That's why Shake It Off never became a number one.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay. Go, Ari.
That's just some queen stuff. So we were trying to listen to the CD in the background, but we were having technical difficulties.
That's life, you know. Sometimes life's tell you just chill. Don't worry about it. You know.
We have to tell them about our swimming adventures that we just started.
Yeah, we've been swimming, what, twice now?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It's like the best, like, low impact moment that you could ever have on your joints. And we were in the pool for, what, an hour a couple mm-hmm. of days ago?
Cardio.
I mean, did you feel anything yesterday? Did you have any type of soreness at all?
My pecs were sore.
Okay. But that's what you were trying to work on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing.
And then we were trying to take notes from, they actually had an aquatics
mm-hmm.
class.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like, have you ever seen the movie Bridesmaids before?
I think so.
Towards the beginning, it's like the main character and her friend are like in a park and they're trying to like get a free workout from this guy that's mm-hmm. like teaching in the park.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, it's only $5 because they were like running away because they were trying to like sneak in and like work out what mm-hmm. he was doing without paying for it. That's how I low-key felt like that a little bit. But even, yeah. Like, what y'all doing? What y'all doing? We don't want to be in the class, but we want to be about the class.
We should have just went on a head over there and like, look, you know what? We're just going to hang out.
The youngest people by 40 years, but whatever.
Sorry,
we're here.
We're late.
Right, yeah.
We meant to come.
Right.
We did.
We were in the corner of being ashamed. We were late for the class, so we're just like, we're just going to grab our own.
We're going to peek.
But we did grab the weights before they grabbed their weights.
True.
So I was like,
true.
I wonder if she had
that. We knew we were coming to do some workout, not with them, but you know.
I think it'd be fun to be an aquatics instructor.
I'd be in the pool.
Teach a few classes.
They wouldn't know what I'm doing because I'd be in the pool.
She's like, well, she's moving her arms like this and moving her
leg like
the
this.
The waves are, oh yeah, because I mean, seriously though, like, yes, I'm sure that class is all about, like, they're just stationary and they're doing weights and they're probably lifting their legs. It is probably for older people.
Right.
But, I mean, anyone can
do that.
Anybody
can do it, yeah. I don't think it's just for older people. I think just older people were there and had the time to do it.
Probably.
I think. You know what I mean?
Because it was, what, 9:15, 9:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
So, people usually, well, I mean, we're not those people because we just kind of.
Not yet.
We're like clouds right now. We kind of just float around.
Trying to.
Yeah, true.
Literally trying to, you know, what come what may.
Yeah, that was a good hit. I feel pretty good.
Good.
I haven't smoked in the morning in a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we haven't done this in a minute, to be honest.
True.
Like when we have gotten together.
It's to swim.
To swim. Yeah, and I love those, but it's just nice to.
Yeah, I've been enjoying not being high. I've been enjoying it. So,
I can feel that.
You know?
Yeah. We're not, you know, so everyone, if you're listening, if you smoke, if you don't smoke, whatever.
No judgment.
It doesn't validate our life. Yeah, we built a little brand on it. But I think more of so, the reason why we started this podcast was because of the great talks that we had, high or not, when we were on the hike.
True.
And that's like the true intention, is we're sharing our life experiences with each other.
Right. Right. Hence the word hikers. High hikers. You know what I mean? True enough, high is in that.
Yeah.
But however you want to get high. On a hike?
I think.
Because you get high on a hike. You go high. You know what I mean? Or you have ideas. You're really high. Good for you.
I hope so.
Good for you.
I really hope so.
Enjoy it.
You're like, I wish I was.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good.
Cool. Well, let's take a break and meet him in the bathroom, I guess.
Do it in the bathroom?
Do it in the bathroom.
If we're feeling it. If not, that's cool.
We'll do whatever.
You know.
We want to pop in real quick and welcome to episode 18, I believe.
Truth
and truth. And yeah. Maybe we'll see you in the bathroom in, what, 5 seconds? 3, 2, 1. Fuck, I'm high.
I suspected I'd be on.